From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. Well, the USDA announced the Great American Cotton Plan, a comprehensive initiative to restore domestic textile manufacturing, expand cotton trade opportunities, and increase demand for products made with American-grown cotton. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins tells MorningAgClips.com that in 2023, we lost our status as the world's top cotton exporter to Brazil. This change starts today. In 2024, Georgia cotton production reached $770.4 million. That's down from $1.3 billion in 2022. Well, farm and food industry leaders told members of the House Ag Committee that renewing the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement is critical to the future of American agriculture and rural communities. During a hearing, representatives from commodity groups, dairy organizations, and the meat industry highlighted the USMCA's importance for agricultural exports and market stability. The agreement is scheduled for a formal review beginning July 1st. Well, the National Dairy Farmers Assuring Responsible Management Program has updated its secure milk supply plan designed to help dairy producers maintain operations during animal disease outbreaks while protecting herd health and the food supply. The revised plan expands beyond foot and mouth disease to address other contagious diseases like bird flu. Updates also include new resources for dairy farmers, cooperatives, and processors, along with revised movement permits covering raw milk for animal feed.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.